Mahatma Gandhi's assassination, like assassinations in general, was a culmination of many events and many actors that never enjoyed the center stage in the broader discourse. Nathuram Godse pulled that trigger, but a lot more went into the project than just that. There was a disgraced barrister, a former Air Force officer, and an Indian Army officer returning from Ethiopia after chasing out Mussolini's armies. Here we'll take a roller coaster ride along the chain of events that came together to equip the assassination that shook the world. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Chandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. A little over 35 miles northeast of Pune lies the village of Ukasan. It's a tiny settlement of fewer than 200 households and has little claim to fame. Here lived, sometime in the 19th century, a man named Vinayak. He came from an orthodox Brahmin background and worked as a clerk at the local post office. Like all the boys of his time, Vinayak was married early. He wasn't even 18 at the time, his bride barely 10. Her name was Lakshmi. The couple was extremely unfortunate on the baby-making front. Their first child, a boy, died before his second birthday. The second was a girl who lived. But like most Hindu households of the time, that wasn't enough. They needed a son. So they persevered and managed to bring forth two boys. Both died in infancy. They were shattered and heartbroken, but more than that, they were scared. The turn of the 20th century wasn't a very scientifically literate time in Indian history. It was the age of superstitions and orthodoxy. One could argue it still is. Losing three sons in a row was a matter of grave concern. It was concluded that boys in the family came with a curse of death. After several consultations with local religious authorities and shamans, the couple decided.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?